Hey, believer, welcome to From Head to Heart. Do you know in your head God loves you, but struggle to feel it in your heart? Have you ever been let down by people so you believe God will let you down too? Do you ever feel like you have to choose between God or your feelings? I'm Jessica, someone who loves Jesus but didn't grow up in the church. For a long time, I believed that if I didn't take care of myself, then no one would. I believed so many lies about my worth and identity in Christ. I wondered if I would ever be able to discern God's voice over my voice. I realized that even in my mistakes, with all the choices I made, I am still loved by a God whose love isn't transactional. Now is your time to finally know and understand God's love for you, that you can trust God and hear from God. If you are ready to grow your relationship with God and need a starting place to process your feelings, pull up a seat and join us at the table. Today is the first day you begin to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. Friend, I am so excited that you're here today with me. We're going to be talking about just heartbreak. I know that we all have experienced heartbreak, but how do we actually move through the pain? How do we not get stuck in the pain? And that is why I have a special guest today, Candace. We are going to be talking about how to move through the pain. What is a heartbreak? Sometimes I don't even think we recognize that we're in some kind of pain because we're angry. We're trying to figure it out. And so Candace is actually going to walk us through what it means to begin to process through and heal from heartbreak. She's a nationally certified school psychologist. She's the host of the Goodbye Heartbreak Hello Purpose podcast, and she has a devotional releasing this October. She's a wife, she's a mother of three, and today I just can't wait for you to hear the wisdom that she has to share. But before we get started, if heartbreak or even feelings is something that you struggle with, be sure to pick up my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, because this is the exact thing that I teach you inside of my books. I teach you how to process your pain, how to walk through your feelings so that your feelings don't walk over you. I think it's so important and crucial that as we begin to heal, that we continue to pursue the Lord, because it's only in pursuing the Lord that we can heal the righteous way and not our way, right? So that we can give the debt over to God and release ourselves from it. Also, don't forget to join us in our private Facebook community where we talk about healing emotionally. We talk about hearing from God, and it's free. So I'd love for you to first pick up my book. You can find it on Amazon or at jessicahuddle.com/shop and join us inside the Facebook group. Okay, let's go ahead and get to the interview. Candace, I am so excited that you're here to talk about heartbreak. Now, I know that you really specialize in heartbreak with relationships, but I think overall, I would love for you to just begin to share heartbreak as relational, whether it's a friendship heartbreak or even a dating heartbreak. And I'd love for you to open up about what does heartbreak typically look like when we are experiencing it? What are the common feelings and emotions that we're processing through when we're experiencing heartbreak? And the reason why I say that is because sometimes I don't think we realize that we're heartbroken because we have so many different feelings or things that come up, but to really be able to identify, to name it, and to process through it. So can you just kind of take us through like a situation or what we kind of will ebb and flow out of when we're dealing with heartbreak?
All right, Jessica, first, thanks for having me. So with heartbreak of any kind, I think it's important to know that, you know, we're going to feel lots of different emotions throughout the process, right? And so it's important to know that because sometimes we put pressure on ourselves to like get out of it quickly. But I think we need to take a moment and actually sit in that. You know, some people are like, they don't want to sit in the pain, so to speak. But I think that part and piece is important. And so I say that just to start off with that part, because sometimes, as you mentioned, people don't know that they're dealing with heartbreak, but they have all these different emotions that they're feeling and going through, and they're not sure why. They're like, where did this come from? I didn't really love him that much. So why am I feeling this way? Or, you know, we weren't that close of friends. So why am I so angry right now? You know, and they're just wondering and they're confused about all of the emotions that they're feeling. And so whenever different emotions come up, you have to just take inventory of what you have just endured in your life. And if it is that you lost a friend or you broke up with your significant other, or, you know, you even lost someone, you know, unfortunately, due to death, you have to just kind of take inventory of that. And so things like sadness, anger, and even things kind of like jealousy. If you have been heartbroken, but you're looking at other people's lives and you're comparing yourself and you see that constantly happening, but you're like, but I'm not heartbroken. Well, sorry to say, you kind of are, and you're not really realizing it. And so I think it's important to really just take inventory of your emotions and sit with that. And when I say sit with it, I don't mean like wallow in it, but I think it's important to identify each individual emotion. And then, you know, partnering with God in processing it, right? And people process things very differently. But, you know, as a Christian woman myself, it was like important that I know, like Job, you can have emotions, but do not sin in the process of processing them. And so just practically speaking, you know, you have to kind of partner with God, because emotions will want to make your flesh kind of do certain things out of that emotion. Like you may want to call a person and tell them something because you're angry at them, or, you know, you may not want to go to work on a certain day because you're too sad. And so you've got to partner with God in prayer and ask him for the ability to be able to process these emotions without, you know, sinning or stopping your life in a sense.
Yeah, I'm really glad that you actually talked about sitting in the pain and not getting it over it quickly. I fully believe that the Lord always uses, right? Like we co-labor with him through our own pain. And I believe that there's probably a story in you that you can think of right now that really led you to begin helping women over heartbreak. So what did it look like for you in a very particular time in your life to sit with the pain and not move through it quickly?
Yeah, the first time, like I was one of those who did not ever want to sit in the pain at first. And I would just, you know, as far as like, say romantic relationships go, I would go from one relationship to another. I was like a serial dater almost, like, because I did not want to sit in the pain from the ending of a relationship or the heartbreak of a relationship. And then it came to a point where, you know, a very significant relationship ended. And I feel like God kind of made me sit in that pain. Like I had grown my relationship with God at that point. And it was like, you know what, you need to do something about this and actually heal appropriately, because I had never done that before. So sitting in the pain actually like really helped me, because it's, you know, it takes a little while. It doesn't feel good. It's not very comfortable. But I did that after a bit, like I said, a very significant relationship ended, and it was a lot of crying. I must be honest. It was a lot of crying. I was angry. I was confused. I didn't know, you know, why this was happening to me. My life did not look like I wanted it to look. And so I really turned to God in a lot of prayer. As I, you know, I said, I had grown closer to God, but this relationship actually took me so deep in my relationship with God, the ending of this relationship did. And so I went to God in prayer because I knew that no one else on this earth could take away my pain, could heal my heart, or could fill my voids. So I just, you know, I prayed a lot, like morning, noon, and night. You know, I still, of course, we have our responsibilities at the time. You know, I didn't have any children or anything, but I had a full-time job I had to go to. I was working in the church, you know, in ministry. I was on the praise team. You know, I had to get up there and sing and worship. And so it's like, you know, praying for strength, praying for peace, asking God to still help me to take care of the things that I need to take care of day in and day out, but also dealing with the emotions of anger, because I was very angry about, you know, what happened between me and this person. But I did not want to feel that way. So at some point, it's like I had to surrender, because I was trying to control the situation at the same time, trying to gain closure from a person who was not willing to give it to me, or really didn't have it to give. And so, you know, praying, God, I need you to help me to get over this, because the person that I'm looking to, often we look to the perpetrator, or maybe not even perpetrator, but just the other person to give us healing that only God can give. And that's something that I was doing. So I had to actually like surrender to God, my broken heart, the control I was trying to have over the situation, and allow him to do what he does and giving me joy and peace. And it took some months. It's not like it happened immediately, but it took some months. But as I continued to pray, as I continued to read my Bible and learn more about God's character and just how much he actually loves me, I'm like, God, you know, no one will ever be able to love me like you do. And actually putting God in his proper place and perspective, which is first in my life, and revolving my life around him and not another person, it really just changed everything. And so I started to see a shift in my perspective, in my emotions and things like that. But my outward situation had not changed. It's just that God was working on the inside of me to change my perspective and the way that I was viewing the world, viewing the relationships, and my relationship with him was just growing and flourishing. And from there, things just got so much better for me.
I can relate so much to the serial boyfriend dating. I always actually say that very often in my testimony as well. Just, it was one boyfriend to the next. I would have a boyfriend, I feel like, lined up that I liked before I even had broken up with the other boyfriend, or I knew it was coming. And I was afraid to deal with loneliness. I was afraid to be with myself almost. And, and I think that the practical examples that would, which is what I would love for you to share, can relate to any kind of heartbreak that we go through. Now, I know you talked about prayer, and I know you talked about reading your Bible and so many great things like that. I would love for you to just even share what it looked like in your everyday life. You know, if you're at work full time, you obviously probably aren't reading your Bible all the time, right? So what did it look like for you to choose healing at work, right? Because it can easily stem and cause us to react to our customers or the people that we're working with or whatever. So what is there something that you kind of set in place? Did you put out scriptures? Did you make time for walking? Did, you know, what kind of things did you practically put into place to continue to pursue that healing?
Yes, I actually did both of those things that you mentioned. I had a whiteboard in my office that I would put scriptures or just quotes, positive quotes on it. And so every time I looked up, I would see those things in my line of view. You know, I have times where I have to like do report writing or scoring. I'm a school psychologist by trade. And so I like am scoring something that I did with a student and things that I could multitask with. I would keep something positive playing in my ear, whether it was a sermon or just, you know, you could just find a video on YouTube of just positive affirmations. And I would just listen to stuff like that in my ear. I also had a close friend that I worked with. And so if I needed an outlet to talk to somebody to talk to while I was at work, I could go to her and we go walk outside. And she caught me crying one day in the office and she's like, "Oh no, girl, come on, let's go." And she grabs me and we walked outside and, you know, I cried out there. She, you know, she covered me very well during that season. You know, just doing things like that. Yes, I think that being outdoors helps so much. And I used to just walk and revel in God's beauty of his creation. And so I just like to just look at nature. And I think things like that really helped. And I work with children. So I would actually go and spend time with the kids at work on a really hard day. And, you know, children can really uplift you and when you're kind of feeling down because they're just so innocent. So I go with the little ones and they always want to hug you and ask you all the questions. And so just all kinds of things like that. Just really, really helped me when I was at work. If I needed a moment, you know, everybody's job's not the same. You can't just up and leave if you want to. But I mean, if I needed a moment to just sit in my car and cry, you know, I'd sit in my car and cry and then, you know, say a prayer and ask God to help me make it back. You know, just taking a moment when you need it is one of the most important things because, you know, I know some jobs are just go, go, go. And it could actually kind of keep you from like processing things all day. And then it's like you have to have this big release when you get home in the evenings. And if that is the case, I mean, sometimes we can't help it. Our jobs are so demanding. And so on days like that, when the day is over, it's like the ride home is, you know, preparing to release. And then when you get home, it's like releasing all the tension and sadness and everything that built up during the day. I found that journaling, you know, really helped me if I needed to. And sometimes at work, I could, you know, pull out a Google Doc and just type really quick while I was doing, you know, doing something else. I'm like, let me take a moment, do a little typing of my feelings and emotions just to get it out of my head and then get back to work. So yeah, it was a number of things I had to put in place, especially in the beginning, because it was just so hard and hurtful. And, you know, I had a just really tough time trying to work and handle the emotions from that breakup.
I think those are great examples. You know, for me, I always, when I'm working with women too, I'll say, you know, just taking a moment can just be like going to the bathroom, mm-hmm. like catching your breath and breathing and just taking a moment to isolate yourself in a stall. And I think that we underestimate those moments, just the few moments that you have with yourself and the Lord, because I think when we think of healing, it's, you know, book weekends away, the hours and hours and hours in the Bible, and then that's how you're going to get all the healing that you need. But I also think healing is very active, right? It's mm-hmm. it's also living out the truth, not just reading the truth.
Right.
And it's, to me, living out the truth is what brought so much transformation in my heart, because I was choosing in that moment to renew my mind, to choose to forgive or to choose to walk through the healing and not just allowing time to pass or, you know, to not sit with the feelings that come. But I would love for you, as we kind of wrap up, I know that we sometimes get stuck in our pain. We get stuck in the heartbreak. How would you encourage someone listening that just feels stuck in pain or stuck in the heartbreak? How would you help them get unstuck, or what would you recommend?
Yeah, I'm so glad that you mentioned two things. One, making a choice, and two, forgiving. And those are really like key things that I kind of talk about. And so when you feel stuck, sometimes as hard as it may be, you have to make the choice. You have to make the choice, and you have to tell yourself, you know, like the man who sat at the pool of Bethesda, you know, God was like, do you want to be healed? And he gave all the excuses of why he could not be healed. But we have to make the decision of like, yes, I want to be healed. I want to be whole. And just, you know, start telling yourself, I will be healed and I will be whole. And then you go from there to, I am healed and I am whole. And you look in the mirror at yourself and you say these things to yourself. And I think that our words have so much power. They have so much power, because you can either speak life or you can speak death. So speak life over yourself and your situation. And then the next choice is to forgive and to remember, you know, put yourself in a higher position of, and by that, I mean, you know, look at yourself and know that you are loved and you are worthy. And from there, you know, you are forgiving so that one, you may be forgiven for, you know, your trespasses, as the Bible says, but also you are forgiving so that you can move forward. And just because you say you forgive, obviously it doesn't just happen right away. But when you make the choice to forgive, then you begin to think differently about that person. You begin to think differently about your attitude towards moving forward. When you start making certain decisions and not swaying back and forth about it, then your actions begin to line up with the decision that you made. So the two decisions that you want to make is that you are going to heal from this, you're going to be able to move on, and that you are going to forgive. And if you're not forgiving because that person is worthy of your forgiveness, they deserve your forgiveness, that is not why you are forgiving. You are forgiving, one, so that you may be forgiven, and two, so that you can heal. You are forgiving for yourself and not for them. And so let your actions begin to line up once you say you are forgiving them. And you may have to say it every day for a while, and that's okay. Don't feel bad about that. Don't feel bad that you may still be angry in a moment. It's okay. That is natural. Those are natural emotions to have. I promise you God understands because, you know, I went through that. And every day you're just going to say, I make the decision to heal. I make the decision to forgive. And I promise you that your actions will begin to line up your mind. You're starting to tell your mind what it's going to meditate on, what it's going to think about. And so you're going to think about things differently. You're going to move differently. You're going to see differently. And your life is going to change. And your outer circumstances, once again, may not look like what you want it to look like, but you will begin to feel the inner peace. You'll begin to feel the joy return to you. And you're going to become content in the season that you're in.
Yeah, I think the way I like to hear about forgiveness too is it's the releasing of the debt. That's really what it is. It's you're releasing the debt into God's hands for God to give the justice. Because there's nothing that we can do out of our pain that would be righteousness, right? Because it talks about how anger does not produce the righteousness of God. But right. when we forgive, we release the debt basically into God's hands and say, God, I'm giving this to you. And then God takes care of the justice, right? And right. I think that that is so powerful when we say that we forgive them, even if they don't know. We don't always have, it's between you and God. Like, you don't have to tell them if right. you're not in communion with them, like relationship wise with them. So I love that you're continuing to help women really process through all of this. Where would you like them to go to find more about you, to continue to even pursue more healing, or just to say, I am stuck and I need Candace in my life?
Yes. So you can check out my podcast, Goodbye Heartbreak, Hello Purpose, where I talk about all the things from healing from heartbreak and just really connecting with God and partnering with Him in that process. And I also have a book that will be released on October 1st with the same title, Goodbye Heartbreak, Hello Purpose. It's a 365-day devotional. And all the details will be on the podcast.
That's awesome. Well, I'll make sure I have the link below. Congrats on the book. I know it's a labor of love. So make sure you guys head to her podcast wherever you're listening to this and go find her. So again, thank you so much, Candace, for your time.
Thank you for having me.
How free would you feel if your feelings didn't get the final say in your life, but God's word did? Many of us allow our feelings to be the engine in our lives instead of the caboose. We are run by our feelings when we run away from them. But as I teach in my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, we no longer have to run and hide from our feelings. Our feelings can lead us into a deeper relationship with God. Whether you feel too busy to slow down, believe you are not worth the time, the effort, or the fight, you feel so overwhelmed with where to start, or have no idea how to take your thoughts captive, question your thoughts, or renew your mind, my book, Face Off With Your Feeling, helps you create space step by step to heal the tender places of your soul. In my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, I teach you how worthy you are of love and healing because of our good Father in heaven. I write from my own journey and I share simple, tangible action steps for you to take as you work through the process of healing, including changing the way you think about God to change the way you live with God, creating the space you need to find healing, discovering how to get the word of God from your head into your heart, experience and love of God through relationship and not works, and finally, finding freedom from shame about what you feel so that you can heal. So if you are ready for your feelings to not be the engine in your life that runs you, but rather the caboose, pick up my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, by heading to jessicahoddle.com/shop today.